protecting his daughter from rash vows, Numbers chapter 30, verses 2 through 15, providing security for his daughter in case the marriage failed, and perhaps also instructing his daughters in the scriptures. This is a daunting list for any father. Far from the chest-thumping patriarchy spoken of in our day, mostly by detractors, this is a picture of a father who takes his responsibility before God and his family very seriously. These duties represent a noble calling and a humbling responsibility. Far from a manipulative, controlling chauvinist, this is a portrait of a concerned, conscientious, involved father who is sensitive to the strengths, weaknesses, hopes, dreams, gifts, and fears of his daughters and is committed to shepherding them biblically. These six duties go to the heart of what he must be, walking our daughters through the process of finding, vetting, courting, and marrying Mr. Right is a tall order. Along the way, we must protect our daughters from male predators so they will marry as virgins, thus bringing honor to our name and purity to their husbands. Arrange for our daughters' marriages by finding suitable husbands and making proper arrangements. Ensure a measure of security for our daughters by providing for them financially. Protect our daughters from rash vows. Provide security for our daughters in case the marriage fails. And we must do all of this, at least in part, by instructing our daughters in the scriptures. Since so few of us have ever thought in these terms, you may be asking that age-old question, what exactly does that look like? I wish I had a dollar for every time someone asked me that in regard to biblical issues of manhood, womanhood, marriage, and family. We are a wandering generation in need of clear biblical instruction. I believe Kassenberger has pointed us in the right direction. We will not spend much time here, since many of these principles will be fleshed out later in the book. However, they bear mentioning now as we attempt to set the father's responsibility in context. First, we will state the principles and explain them as they are. Then we will attempt to lay a framework for applying these principles in our current cultural setting. A patriarch must protect his daughter from male predators, so she will marry as a virgin, thus bringing honor to his name and purity to her husband. This one is a mouthful. However, it ultimately boils down to protecting our daughter's virginity. Specifically, we are required to protect them from predatory males who would lead them toward compromise. The passage to which Block refers is not exactly a familiar one to most evangelicals. However, Exodus chapter 22 deserves the attention of every father. In one of the texts Block and Kassenberger cited, we encounter one of the most disturbing yet informative passages concerning the paternal responsibility to bring virgin daughters to the altar. Moses describes a scenario in which there is an accusation of promiscuity levied against a bride. In such a case, evidence must be presented. The father is responsible for presenting the evidence of his daughter's virginity. Moreover, if the charge is proven, the stakes are high. But if the thing is true, that evidence of virginity was not found in the young woman, then they shall bring out the young woman to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death with stones, because she has done an outrageous thing in Israel by whoring in her father's house. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 20 and 21. Regardless of our revulsion at the idea of a woman being stoned for promiscuity, we cannot avoid the principle inherent in the text. The father is the one responsible for protecting his daughter's virginity. This is evident for at least two reasons. First, the father must provide the evidence of his daughter's virginity. Second, if there is no evidence and the charges are true, the father must endure the shame and incomprehensible pain of the...